I want to look at a word, I guess you would say. Independence. The definition of independence would be being able to take care of your own needs and to make and assume responsibility for your decisions. Would be what independence is. I think when I was younger, I sought independence. But I didn't seek it in a sense of a word defined the way that we just read, but I just sought it in a sense of being able to make my own decisions. I want to do what I want to do. Being able to do what you want to do. And I did that. I don't know when, how old I was when I started doing that. I started making my own decisions. I started doing what I wanted to do, and in the face of authority, in the face of my parents teaching me the right things and such, I thought I knew best. I thought I knew what I was doing. I think about those college students that we heard about earlier this morning, and how many of them go away from the faith, go away from believing in God. And I might ask yourself, why? Why is that? I really believe that it's because they know. They know best. Yes. They've gained wisdom, maybe, understanding. They feel like they're smart. Maybe they are much smarter than their parents ever were. Maybe they know more than they did. And so they get a thought in their head that I'm going to do what I want to do. Yes. Because I know what's best. I know what I'm doing. I want to look at somebody in the scriptures. Let's go to Luke chapter 15. There's a story of a young man who thought the same thing. I know what I'm doing. I'm tired of going in this path. We're going to start in verse 11. It says, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that follow to me. And he divided into them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Yes. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. I think of this young man who was so bold as to say, you know what, Father? Give me my inheritance. Yes. I want to control my life. I want to do what I want to do. And so just give me what falls to me. It's amazing to me to think that anybody could be so bold as to do that. And he went his way, and he did what he wanted to do. It doesn't say how long it lasted. A year, 2 years. I imagine he probably thought he was rich. And increased with goods. And he was just having a life of it. Living it up, you could say. You know, I can look back on my own life and think the same thing. I started doing the things I wanted to do and making my own decisions and living life. And I probably thought I was doing pretty good. Probably thought I had it all under control. And I'm sure he did too. Thinking that he was doing pretty well for himself. enjoying life. But then there was a time that came. A time where consequences came about. Because of the decisions that he was making. These are the results. He found himself without any money. Without ability to care for himself. Essentially, he found himself in need. Yes. And you know, that's what happened to me. Yes. I lived my life and I did what I wanted to do and thought I was doing great. And then, boom. Yes. You run into a need. Yes. Independence is very, appealing. It's appealing. And, society would say that independence is a virtue. To be independent, to take care of yourself, support yourself. And, again, I will say that it is a great quality when you take in the assuming responsibility for your actions. Because, you know, we can do whatever we want in life, but there's a consequence to every decision that we make. Everything that we do has a result that comes with it. This young man found out that the results were high. The consequences were high. And in my life, the same was true. The consequences were high. They were above what I thought I could pay. Seemed impossible to overcome. You find yourself in a position of no hope, perhaps. But this young man, he kind of came to himself and said, you know, well, let's go ahead and read some more. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. And am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord that we can come to ourselves. Come to our senses, and so to speak. Realize that we have a need and that there's someone that we can turn to help supply that need. You know, I did that. I reached the point of despair, unsure of how I would overcome my consequences of the decisions that I've made that piled up against me and, who can deliver me from this, right? And so I sought the Lord. I believed God and I prayed and said, Lord, help me in this predicament that I'm in. But you know, in my heart and in my mind, my prayer was for the Lord to absolve me of the responsibility. Take away the consequences, Lord. Take away the responsibility that I have. But I wanted to try to maintain my independence. I still wanted to do what I wanted to do. I just wanted the Lord to help me out of this one little predicament here. This one little problem. Just take care of this problem and then I'll be okay. Independence. Let's look at Genesis chapter 2. Verses 16 and 17. Adam and Eve in the garden, And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Yes. I look at this scripture, and what stands out to me is that God says, thou mayest eat. Thou mayest freely eat of every tree. You know, you can look at that and think, well, that's not really true. Because he later in the next verse says what not to eat from. But the Lord says, thou mayest eat of every tree. You have the opportunity, you have the potential, you have the ability to eat of any tree. But he commands them not to eat of one. We can do anything we want in life. We can make any decision that we would like to make. We have that ability. We have that option. But God says, thou shalt not. In this case, he said, thou shalt not eat of the tree. In our case, maybe he says, thou shalt not a lot of other things too. Yes. But essentially it's saying that you can do what you want, but I'm asking you to do what I tell you to do. I'm asking you to follow what I say. I'm asking you to surrender or submit unto me. And allow me to direct you. Allow me to dictate your life and your plans. You can do what you want to do. But remember that there's a cost to doing that. And through the process of time, it doesn't really say how long it took. It only says that they did end up eating from the tree. And the word of the Lord was true. And that it said that they shall surely die. And that is what took place. The price or the responsibility that comes through our independence. Yes. We can live life any way we choose. But there's a price to be paid for that. I remember specifically one day, my dad and I, we were golfing. That was one of the things that my dad enjoyed to do, and it was something that we could do together, and I enjoyed it too. And one day, we were golfing, and I think he knew that my life wasn't going right. It was obvious to him. And he told me, he said, you know, son, you can do whatever you want in life as long as you're willing to pay the consequences.
Yes.
And I thought about that, and it was kind of just an open-ended question, and I'm not trying to say that it was based on Scripture or that he had any thought of God in it. Specifically, he was just telling me a truth. You can do what you want in life. But remember, there is a consequence to be paid. Romans 6 and 23 says, The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death. You know, like I said, my life became a situation where I had a debt to pay. And I didn't know if I could pay that debt. I wasn't sure if I had the ability to pay that debt. And in all reality, the debt could not be paid. Society can put a price on something and say that it's paid, but the truth of it is it's not really paid. The wages of sin is death.
Yes.
You know, I don't know about you all. I do know. Not a one of us has been able to live our life free of sin. There was some point down your road where sin entered in and you died. And I trust that you're here today because the Lord opened your eyes to that. But you know, there was no penalty or there was no opportunity for us to pay that penalty. I can't die for you. I can't die for myself. It would not be a suitable sacrifice for me to die for myself even. I could not pay the debt that I owed. My independence doesn't allow me to assume responsibility for the debt that I owe. The cost is too high. And I don't qualify to pay the price. But I thank the Lord that Jesus Christ died. Amen. That you and I might live. He paid the price. His shed blood on the cross paid the price for our sins, for our deliverance, for our freedom from the responsibility of our own actions, of our own independence, from our own doing what we wanted to do. He paid the price and died for us. I thank the Lord for that. But you know, it's not good enough to say, Lord, I want you to pay the price for it. I want you to pay the price for what I've done incorrectly. But you know what? Let me just keep going on about my own business. Yes. It's not good enough to say, you know what, Lord, just get me out of this scrape and I'm going to go back. I think of that young man that went to his father and said, you know, I've wasted all your living. Yes. I've got nothing left. Make me as one of your hired servants. But what if he had just said, you know what, just give me a little loan. Just bail me out of this little spot. And went back to doing what he was always doing before. It doesn't suffice. It won't work. You know, I was thinking about it and the Lord gave us the power of choice. Yes. He said, you may. You may do whatever you want to do. You can make any decision that you want to make. And I was thinking of that and I was like, you know, the Lord gave us an opportunity.
Yes, he did.
He said, come unto me, all you who are weak and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Just like that prodigal son or that lost son who was able to go into his father, we can run to the Lord and say, Lord, you know what? I've made a mistake.
Yes, praise the Lord.
I've buried myself in sin. Make me as one of your hired servants. We have the power to choose. Why not choose God? Why not choose to be obedient? Why not choose to put ourselves and surrender ourselves unto Him? Just as easily we can submit ourselves to God and choose Him. In that, we choose to forfeit our own ability to make decisions in our lives. We forfeit our choice to do things our own way and rather choose God's way. Luke 22. Verse 42. Well, we read 41:2. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. You know, I think about this circumstance and Jesus is saying, look, if there's any other way, let's do it that way. But he says, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. To me, this is the choice that we each one have to make. That we say, you know what? I would prefer something else. Maybe I would make a different decision or I would do something differently in this particular case. But I resolve myself to cast aside my own thoughts, my own plans, my own ideas about life and what's beneficial and what's not beneficial. I cast it all down. I say, I'm not going to try to run my own life. I'm not going to be independent. And I'll tell you right now, not a one of us in here needs to be independent.
Yes, true.
We need to be dependent.
Yes.
Not on ourselves.
Yes.
Not on one another, but on God.
Yes. Yes.
It's not to say that we can't depend on each other or have gain strength from one another, but ultimately we need to be dependent upon the Lord.
Amen.
If we're going to survive this life. And we're going to make heaven our home. I think about the song that we heard just prior to the message. Find your way to the Lord.
Yes.
You cannot do it alone. You will not survive all by yourself. You can't just buckle that belt and tie up them bootstraps and think that you're going to make it all by yourself. Your way is not going to be sufficient. You're not going to find what it is that you need in life. You're not going to find eternal happiness and peace doing it your own way.
Yes.
We have to depend upon the Lord. We have to have our dependence be in God.
Amen.
Nevertheless, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. Am I willing to just say, you know what? I lay it down. I lay it all down. I don't need to be in control. I'm going to trust the Lord and I'm going to do it His way. And yeah, everything may not end up perfectly fine in our own vision or our own side of things. I think of how many times people, the Lord led them and they end up suffering. They ended up with troublesome times. They ended up with circumstances that they would not have chosen for themselves. I think of our being in the place of Jesus right here. How many of us would have chose to go to the cross? How many of us would have made that decision? Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. John 8:29. He says, for he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. Wait, I'm in Luke. John 8:29. Sorry. And he sent me, and he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. You know, I can look back on my life and think that I wish I could say this. I wish I could say that everything that I've done was in pleasing unto the Lord. But that's not the case. But I thank God that He gave me the ability or the opportunity to repent of my choices. To repent of the decisions that I've made in life. To turn from it. and say, Lord, I don't want to do it my way anymore. My decisions, my thoughts and plans in life have brought turmoil and pain and suffering to myself and other people. And I don't want that life. I don't want to live that way. And so I turn it over to you. How do we turn our decisions and our plans and our desires and hopes in life to God? How do we lose our independence to where we can be dependent upon the Lord? So dependent in that we follow Him every step of the way.
Amen.
I think of the children of Israel in the desert, not knowing where they were going or how long it would take to get there. All they knew is that they were following the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. Following the Lord. How do I lose my independence? Ultimately, it has to be through death. Lord, help me to die to myself. Help me to be a living sacrifice unto you. No longer belonging to myself. You know, that young man went to his father and said, make me as one of your hired servants. You know, the scripture says that we've been bought with a price and we are not our own. We belong to the Lord. And so this is the thought that I would want to have, is that I belong to God now. What He desires for me is the way it is. And I will follow Him and I will do what He asks of me to do. I will lay my life into His hands and allow Him to direct me in my steps. And what comes, what comes. But you know, the consequences for doing the will of God is much better than the consequences of doing things your own way. I remember a time in my life when I was serving the Lord, and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if I'm going to suffer, let it be because I'm doing your will.
Yes.
Rather than suffering for my own consequences of my decisions. Because at least when we're following the Lord and we're suffering because of it, we have Him with us. He's our strength. He's our hope. He's sustaining us in those times. We're not walking all by ourselves. But when you suffer consequences because of your decisions and because of the plans that you've set out, you're by yourself.
Yes.
You're independent. You're all on your own. And that's where we find ourselves, in the place of need. You know, I think of one of the young people during the young people's meeting, when we discussed this topic a little bit, he said, you know what? I don't want to be independent. I just kind of, well, you, that's good. He says, you know what? Because independence, I'm not ready for that. You know, I'm not ready to support myself. You know, I'm not ready to pay for all my own bills and to, I forget what else he put in there, but it's the truth. When you take on independence, you take on it all. When you say, I'm going to do it all myself, that's what you mean, all by yourself.
Yeah.
You don't get to use mom and dad's little credit card here and there for gas money or for your insurance payment or whatever. You're by yourself. You're independent. And he knew that. He did not want that. He might like to do his own decisions here and there, but I don't want to have to support myself. Right? And the truth of the matter is the same with us. We might like to have our own decisions that we can make. We might like to want to do things our own way. But ultimately, we don't want the responsibility of all of what our decisions bring upon us. We don't want the consequences of our decisions separate from God. Independence is separation from the Lord. You're all by yourself. And that's no place that we want to be. But I thank the Lord that He doesn't leave us there. He says, come unto me. Lay yourself down. Rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me show you what to do. Listen to me. Let me lead you. I was talking to somebody recently and we were just talking about decisions of life. And I said, you know, I just kind of like to pray about some things before I make decisions, you know. And he was like, yeah, you know, for the big decisions, you'd certainly, you know, but there's a lot of things that. And when he was saying it, it was just kind of like, is it really just about the big decisions? And I mean, I even made the same. Well, you know, maybe you wouldn't pray about what you should eat for breakfast or something like that, you know. But you know what? I started thinking about it today. We were at lunch and, you know, oh, shouldn't eat that. And oh, maybe that's not good, you know. Maybe we should pray about those things, right? Maybe it is something that's beneficial to seek the Lord about. But I think of the detriment of relying on our own abilities and intellect and wisdom to decide what warrants me asking God about it.
Yes.
How bad does it have to be before I start seeking the Lord? How deep does it have to get before I say, well, you know, Lord, this looks like it's getting out of control. And so I'm coming to you now. And he might be thinking, well, I wish you had come to me 3 weeks ago when this whole plan started. And I could have told you no then. But instead you went on your own and you started doing some things and you started feeling confident in yourself. You know, you're making decisions. You're making it happen. You know, things are going pretty well. And so you get more and more confident and more decisions you start making until boom. It blows up in your face. And now you pray. And now you seek the Lord. And now you're in dire need for help. Maybe we ought to ask the Lord about those small things first. Those things that maybe we think are a little insignificant or unimportant or too small to busy God with, you know. I certainly wouldn't want to be accused of not seeking the Lord enough.
Yes.
Yes. I'd much rather it be the fact that I rely too much on Him.
Yes.
I think that is so much better of a place to be. When we rely completely and totally upon God and we want Him to make these decisions for us because we know that when we do things God's way and we do them the way He asks us to, I mean, you can read scripture after scripture when they did things the way the Lord told them to do. I mean, as small as He tells them, dig holes, dig a bunch of holes out in the middle of the desert. Lord, this is a huge army coming towards us. Why would we dig holes in the desert? Just dig them. Dig holes in the desert. And it says the Lord caused the enemy to see all these holes out there, and I guess they saw an illusion of blood and got scared and ran off. All because they just did what God told them to do in a small circumstance. I pray that the Lord would help us to not want independence. Because I, like I said earlier, you know, we can look at it and say, well, you know, young kids, they don't know what they're doing. They don't really know what they're talking about. And they make some foolish decisions, you know, but I'm an adult. I'm grown. I've been there and done that and I know some things. I don't think any of us is wise enough for that. To just say, you know what, I can do it myself. I can make these decisions. And so I pray that the Lord would help us to know that we're not independent, but we are very much dependent upon Him. I was asking somebody recently about something. I said, can I just do this? And he looks at me and he says, do you want to serve the Lord? I thought about it like, wow, why are you asking me that? Of course I want to serve the Lord. But he was basically, what he's saying is, you're asking me, can you just do this? No, you can't.
Yes.
You want to serve the Lord, don't you? Then you better ask Him. Yes. You better ask the Lord. And that's what I took from that. Is that yes, we can do things. We can do a lot of things. It doesn't necessarily mean that we should. But we can choose to serve the Lord. We can choose to surrender and submit under His will. Where we can choose to say, not my will, Lord, but thine be done. We can choose to say, I'm going to do everything that is going to be pleasing unto the Lord. I have that choice now. I can do that now. The Lord has purified me and cleansed me and washed me from my past. I can serve God in newness of life and do things that are pleasing in His sight. And I pray that the Lord would help me to do that. May the Lord help us to be free of our independence and be completely and totally dependent upon Him. I appreciate your prayers.